Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, for the past several weeks, our epistle reading has been from Paul's letter to the Philippians. You know, when reading this letter, I imagine hearing the sound of kids joyfully playing in the background. The joy isn't necessarily the theme of the letter, but it does make for a great background picture. A picture of joy and an atmosphere of rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. These words have been put to many different songs and melodies. However, they don't really explain the reason for our joy. So let me try to explain the reason through three stories of my kids. And through these illustrations, you will see why Paul is able to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord is at hand. Story number one. My children love to play in our family room while waiting for Daddy to come home. On some days, Eden and Faith, our girls, will be engrossed in a tea party with their dolls, while Isaac, our two-year-old, is engrossed with throwing balls into the tea party. Noise levels stay high as Eden, Faith, and Isaac try to compete for who gets to talk or laugh or roar. Not to be left out, our dog Cal will add his own howls to the mix as well. Needless to say, when my wife Hope is trying to get them to clean up or behave, she'll yell down there and they'll seem to barely notice over all the noise. However, when I come home and say, "Daddy's home," inevitably, one, two, or all three of them will come running upstairs to greet me and say, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy," as they crash into my legs. Sometimes I'll pick them up and tickle them as they scream and yell. The same thing happens when my wife Hope comes home after a trip or a conference or something. They rejoice at their parents' arrival. You know, young kids love to joyfully receive their parents. And young kids rejoice when their parents draw near to them. They love their mommy and daddy, the lords of their house, and can't wait for their Lord's return. You know, likewise, the Apostle Paul rejoiced with childlike joy because his Lord, Jesus Christ, was near and at hand. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. He was at hand at Philippi, and he was at hand in Paul's gospel message. How often, though, have we forgotten that the Lord is at hand? How many times have you anxiously fretted over the concerns of this world? How many times have you done something selfish instead of waiting on the Lord? How many times have you done something dishonorable, forgetting to honor the Lord? How many times must we look to young children for life lessons? You know, a young child doesn't anxiously fret over the concerns of the world. Instead, they simply ask their mommy and daddy for it. They trust that their parents will take care of them. In fact, they trust their parents so much that they fear the absence of their parents. When parents try to leave, the child anxiously cries to mommy and daddy to stay. They trust that when their parents are around, they'll be safe. They have faith in the love of their Lord. They rejoice in the Lord because the Lord is at hand. Story number two. One way to see the faith of a young child is to observe how they trust the love of their mommy and daddy. After I come home to my joyous herd of children, the next things I tend to hear are thanksgiving and requests. Now, admittedly, there are a lot more requests than thanksgiving, but the conversation might sound something like this. "Daddy, can I have a snack? Daddy, will you play dolls with us? Daddy, can you play catch with me? Daddy, thank you for fixing my necklace. Daddy, what are we having for supper? Daddy, can we make dessert? Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." While being bombarded with thanksgiving and requests, I put down my things, see how their day went, and try to put their hearts and their minds to peace, once they run out of requests, or once they're satisfied with the answers, they head back downstairs to continue in their playful antics, all the while trusting in the love of my wife and I to fulfill the promises and the answers that we've given them. You know, Paul likewise tells the Philippians, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Paul encourages us to bombard God with thanksgiving and request. Like children asking their earthly father, Paul tells us to joyfully make request and give thanks to God, our heavenly Father, out of faith. Out of the faith that God established by Jesus coming down to us. Jesus is present here on earth with you. And just like a parent's presence brings peace to young children, Jesus' presence brings peace and guards our hearts and minds. The peace of God that is with Jesus surpasses all understanding, and it gives us the faith and trust necessary to say, Thy will be done. It also gives us the faith and trust necessary to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord is at hand. Story number 3. As my kids head downstairs and begin their playful antics, they quickly forget that mom and dad are present, and they start acting out of selfishness. Eden, my oldest, tries to get Faith, her younger sister, to play the way that Eden thinks she should play. Faith screams and yells at Eden, forgetting to use her words and explain to Eden why she doesn't want to play that way. While they argue, Isaac, my son, will start handing out foam swords to his sisters. They ignore him, of course, and Isaac eventually starts swinging his foam sword around anyway and starts hitting his sisters. They get mad at him, and so Isaac starts yelling and roaring at them, and this gets the dog to start howling. Eventually, someone gets hurt and starts crying. About this time, or possibly earlier, my wife Hope and I stop our supper preparations. We head downstairs to remind our kids of our presence. To remind them that we do not act selfishly. We do not yell and scream. Instead, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, they should think and act out of these things. They should act like they're in the presence of their Lord, because to them, mom and dad are the lords of the house. Paul said the same things to the Philippians. He even modeled the correct behavior to them. He encouraged them to practice the things that they have learned and received and heard and seen in Paul. Paul can rejoice in the Lord because the Lord gives him strength. Paul can rejoice in the Lord because the Lord is at hand. You also can rejoice in the Lord because the Lord is at hand. By prayer and by action, you can practice your reasonableness and gentleness in the presence of the Lord. Jesus creates joy with his presence. When Jesus was born a man, he brought with him the peace of God and the joy of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus lives in perfect submission to the will of his Father, so that by his life, death, and resurrection, you too have been given the righteousness of God through faith. By Christ's body and blood, you are forgiven your anxiety. Although you might not always feel joyful, you are forgiven. Although you might not always rejoice in the Lord's presence, you are forgiven. Not only that, but to give you a visible and tangible presence, Jesus comes in body and blood through the Lord's Supper. By the grace of God, Jesus' body and blood are given to you in communion for the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Thanks be to God for sending Christ into your presence Your lives are now served by a picture of joy and an atmosphere of rejoicing. Therefore, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, your Father, because through Christ's presence, you have been given the faith and trust necessary to say, "Thy will be done." Amen. Now, may the God of peace equip you with everything good, that you may do his will. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.